Engelbert Humperdinck's Hansel and Gretel begins next week at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. It's a Canadian Opera Company production. It runs February 6th through the 21st. This Hansel and Gretel is positioned as a modern fairy tale. It's being directed by a friend of this program and one of this country's most innovative opera thinkers, Joel Ivany. He's usually putting on an opera in a beer hall or an old schoolhouse with his site-specific Against the Grain Theater, but he's in the big show this time around, and he'll put a new spin on Humperdinck's winter favorite with innovative digital storytelling and video projections that usher this classic straight into present-day Toronto. Hansel and Gretel's music combines nursery rhymes with rustic folk tunes, making it an accessible first opera for children and adults. Yet it's also layered with orchestral complexity inspired by Wagner. With me in studio is soprano Simone Osborne. She was one of the youngest grand prize winners in the history of the Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions and has gone on to debut on opera and concert stages across the globe. Simone is a proud graduate of the Canadian Opera Company's Ensemble Studio and has made over a dozen role debuts with the company in recent years. Simone Osborne, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
Great to have you. We're just listening to you in the background. Now, actually, coming into this segment, we heard Over the Rainbow. That was one of your first performances.
Sixth grade, General Gordon Elementary School. I sang Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, and I was hooked.
And the rest is history.
That's right.
You know, sometimes we see the COC Ensemble Studio program in action, and we think to ourselves, hey, you know what, that's great. But I wonder, or maybe we wonder, if the participants really get out there after this training ground opportunity. And you're proof that that really does happen.
Aww.
You're out there in the world performing all these roles. Pretty incredible.
Well, I was very, very fortunate to have the training that I, you know, get the training that I received at the COC. And I have to say, Alexander Neefe really went out of his way to give me every possible opportunity to get up on the main stage, which just made a world of difference. I mean, I don't think I would have had those opportunities in any other country in the world, at any other opera house in the world. And so that really was instrumental in sort of my trajectory as a professional opera singer, that's for sure. And I will never be able to thank the City of Toronto enough. And it's pretty hard to top that Four Seasons Center stage. It's such a special place for me.
Congratulations on all your many successes, by the way, because
thank
it's
you.
Really an impressive roster. As long as my arm, really incredible. You're Gretel this time out.
Yeah.
And a bit of a Toronto spin.
Oh, it's so fun. Yeah,
okay.
This is a really, really innovative production using lots of projections. And I actually have almost no idea what it looks like because I'm so busy running around like a 7-year-old, and I can feel lights changing and colors and things moving over sort of my face in the lighting, but I have no idea what it all looks like together. And then every so often I'll catch a peek and go, oh, this is going to be a really great show.
I think I've seen a few photo stills. It does look very advanced.
It's very cool. It's kind of a great way to bring the new world into an old sort of what some would think is antiquated art form, but it's not at all. And it's kind of the best of both worlds. You know, I think tech people are going to fall in love with the amazing projections.
And we've seen some pretty innovative productions this season thus far with the COC. So I think this is just following line with that. And Joel Ivany, Against the Grain Theater director here, what has he done with this classic to bring it into 2020? We've talked a little bit about the production design. But I guess he's sort of, we're working, are we feeling like we're in Toronto? Is that the idea?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Yeah. And like specifically, there are some really amazing partnerships going on. He's got a partnership, obviously, with the Banff Center. So they've done some really creative stuff, but also with I think I'm allowed to say, with Google Earth that you'll have to come and see for yourself. And oh my goodness. We are very much in Toronto. And, you know, having spent 7 years living here, I can imagine it in multiple neighborhoods across the GTA. But, you know, it doesn't lose any of that sort of German sparkle and of the language, and also this sort of amazing, amazing Wagnerian-esque score that Humperdinck came up with. So
still a fable.
Definitely still
very
a fable,
much.
Still two young kids, still the incredible, you know, Russell Braun and Christina Szabo as the parents, and an incredible take on The Witch by Michael Colvin, but very much based in Toronto, modern day. Joel's got a 5-year-old son, and the fun and personality of his son comes out in this production, which is one of the most wonderful things. You know, you can tell he's a great dad because he brings his little boy into the rehearsal room with him all the time, and that comes through in the show.
Very, very exciting. I was saying off the top that we're so used to seeing his productions in schoolhouses and beer houses, and so this is kind of fun that he's actually getting to play in such a large sandbox.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, I actually worked with Joel previously on Carmen at the COC, but that was someone else's production that he was doing his sort of take on. But I think that that only gives you so much creative freedom. And this is really him being able to do his thing. And one of the great talents, I think, of Joel is putting together a really capable and imaginative team and then kind of letting them run a little wild and seeing what they come up with and then bringing it all, kind of pulling it all together, which I think a lot of great leaders do. You know, they kind of delegate and then let those people do what they do best and then kind of go, okay, that's a little too far, that's a little too crazy,
right.
Go even further this direction. So we've all been having a really good time getting totally crazy with it.
Well, it sounds just wonderful. And in Germany, you live in Germany. So,
I do, yeah.
So, of course, this is nice to come home and work and have this project. But it's also nice that you've been living in Germany because it's just nice to sing in a language you're so familiar with.
It's very helpful to have had 3 years in Germany, I tell you what. And I think it speaks to the seriousness with which the COC is taking this production and this incredible masterpiece of classical music, that we are doing it in the original version. You know, a lot of opera companies will do it kind of like as a Nutcracker equivalent for the opera, where the ballet has the Nutcracker, where they make it just kid-friendly and kind of do it on a budget and do it all in English translation.
Sure.
But the German language is actually really, I mean, there are all these fun rhymes, and it's actually a really beautiful language.
Well, what we just heard coming in as well just does sound very, very beautiful and perfect, and so we're looking forward to it. And then back to Europe after this, and that's where home is, and that's where you do a lot of your work. So.
Yeah, it's been a great new chapter over there, but it certainly is wonderful coming home to Toronto.
Very exciting. There is youth pricing available. You can share your love of the opera. 50% off tickets for young patrons, 15 and under. COC.ca for tickets. Hansel and Gretel opens on the 6th. It runs through the 21st, and soprano Simone Osborne plays Gretel in the new production. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks so much.
You're a star. Aww. Great to be with you. And you're with The Oasis here on the new Classical FM.